Will you please turn to Colossians?
我们一同看哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 19.
二章十九节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 19.
二章十九节。
Instead of reading it in a negative way, we would like to read it in a positive way.
我们把那个负面的不读，我们是用正面的方式来读它。
Holding fast the head, from whom all the body, ministered to and united together by the joints and bands, increases with the increase of God.
十九节，持定元首，全身既靠着他的根节得以相助联络，就因神大的长进。
Brothers and sisters, we have been sharing together on the fourfold relationship with Christ.
我们已经交通过我们与基督四方面的关系。
We mentioned that our Lord Jesus is our kinsman redeemer, and we are the redeemed of the Lord.
我们说到我们的主是我们至敬的救赎主，我们是那般蒙救赎的人。
What a blessing it is!
何等的福气！
How much He paid for us!
他为我们付了何等大的代价！
To redeem us even to the uttermost.
把我们救到底。
He will redeem not only our life.
他不单把我的命救回来。
He will redeem our lost inheritance.
他我们失去的基业都赎回来了。
He will redeem our spirit, soul, and body.
他救赎了我们的灵魂身体。
His redemption is complete.
他救赎的大功是完成的。
And this is our basic relationship with our Lord Jesus.
这是我们跟我们主耶稣基督最基本的关系。
As the redeemed of the Lord,
我们这蒙赎的接班人，
it is our responsibility to present our bodies a living sacrifice to Him.
我们的责任要把自己献上当作活祭。
That is to say, we live not for ourselves, but we live for the one who has redeemed us.
我们就不再为自己而活，为那位把我们赎出来的主而活。
Then following this relationship,
借助这个关系，
we find we have a second relationship.
我们就说到第二个的关系。
Because whom he has called,
那个他召来的人，
he called us to be his disciples.
他叫我们来是做他的门徒。
He is our master.
他是我们的主人。
He calls us to follow him.
他招呼我们来跟随他。
To be yoked with them, together with him.
与他同背负那个轭。
And to learn of him.
学他的样式。
Because he is meek and lowly in heart.
因为他心里柔和谦卑。
And as we are doing that,
当我们将做的时候，
we shall find rest in our soul.
我们魂里头就得享安息。
You see how many Christians today are restless.
多少的基督徒今天是不得安息。
Not only we are being continually troubled by the power of sin.
不但常常罪的权势来搅扰我们。
But we find there are many things in our lives that we are unable to overcome.
在我们生活里头有很多的事情我们都不能够胜过它。
So that is the reason why our Lord Jesus called us to be his disciples.
这是为什么主要招呼我们来做他的门徒。
He wants to train us.
他来训练我们。
He wants to complete us.
他要把我们成全过来。
He wants to be us to be like him.
他要我们能够像他。
So that our every action will be like him.
我们每一个的动作就像我们的主。
To put it more clearly,
我讲得更清楚。
It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who live in us.
现在活着的不再是我, 是基督在我里面活着。
So this is what discipleship really means.
这就是做门徒的含义。
Then we find our relationship with our Lord Jesus is even closer.
然后我们就发觉我们跟主耶稣基督的关系又再近一点。
Not only he is our master, and we are his disciples.
他不单做我们的师父，我们做门徒。
But we find that he is our Lord, and we are his bondmen.
他是我们的主人，我们是他的奴仆。
He wants us to obey him, to yield ourselves to him completely.
他要我们来顺服他，把自己降服给他，是完全的顺服。
And by doing that, he will be able to make us sons and daughters of God.
当我们这样来做的时候，我们真能够成为神的儿女。
Now this morning we would like to go into another relationship.
那今天早晨我要说到另外一方面的关系。
As a matter of fact, it is even a closer, more intimate relationship.
实在说起来，这是更深入、更亲密的一个关系了。It
is our relationship with Him as His body, and He is our head.
这个关系就说到我们是他的身体，他是头。Can
you find a closer relationship than that?
你还能找到比这个关系更密切的吗？
Because the head and the body are one.
因为头跟身子是一个。
If a body without the head,
如果身体没有头,
it is dead.
那死了。
You don't see a head without a body.
你也不可能只看到那个头, 看不到身体。
Because there will be no expression.
那就一点发表都没有。
The body, the head and the body are one.
头跟身子是一个的。
And this is a relationship our Lord Jesus has formed for us.
这是我们主耶稣基督为我们所做成的一个关系。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，你要知道,
why is it that the Lord wants us to be his body?
为什么基督要我们做他的身子?
Because the eternal will of God concerning us is so glorious.
因为神那个永远的旨意向着我们是何等的荣耀。
He wants us to be His body.
他要我们做他的身子。
That we may be the fullness of Him.
然后我们就能够有份于他那个丰满。
You remember in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23.
你记得在以弗所书第一章22、23节哪里?
God has made Christ head over all things.
神叫基督为教会做万有之首。
He made Christ the head of all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是他充满万有者所充满的。
In other words,
换句话说,
he wants a body that can contain his fullness.
他需要这个身子来承装他一切的丰满。
Now, brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus is the fullness of God.
我们的弟兄姊妹，我们的主是神一切的丰盛。
All the characteristics, all the glory and power rested in our Lord Jesus.
神一切的丰盛，神一切本性的丰富，荣耀都在基督的里面。
You cannot imagine the fullness of God.
你不能够想象到底神有多少的丰富。
How full is his love?
他的爱何等的丰盛。
How full is his holiness?
他的圣洁何等的丰盛。
How full is his righteousness?
他的公义是何等的丰富。
How full it is authority power?
他的权柄荣耀是何等的丰富。
How full it is wisdom?
他的智慧何等的丰富。
Brothers and sisters, God is infinite.
弟兄姊妹，我们神是无有限量的，无限的。
You really cannot in any way contain him.
你不能够把它放在一个什么的地方。
And yet the Bible said,
那圣经告诉我们,
All the fullness of the Godhead dwell in Christ bodily.
但神本身一切的丰盛都有形有体的在基督的里面。
So this is the fullness of Christ.
全是基督的丰富。
And this is the fullness of the head.
这是这个头一切的丰富。
And he wants that fullness to come to us.
他叫这个丰富能够临到我们。
That we may be his fullness.
那我们就成为他的丰富。
As Christ is the fullness of God.
基督是神一切的丰富。
So we, the church, the body is the fullness of Christ.
我们教会就是基督一切的丰富。
Now can you imagine with such fullness?
你能够想象怎样的丰富?
How can any one person contain all the fullness of Christ?
有没有一个人能够盛装神节基督这个的丰富呢?
Because we are so small vessels.
我们是那么小的一个器皿。
We may contain some of his fullness.
我们能够盛装出一点点的丰富。
By the grace of God.
是要靠着主的恩典。
But it takes a whole body to contain the fullness of Christ.
但如果要承装基督一个整个的丰富，就需要这个身子来承装了。
Not only to contain his fullness,
不但来承装他的丰富,
but also to manifest his fullness.
还要把这个丰满发表出来。
Just like our head,
就好像我们的头,
oh, there is such fullness there.
你头装了很多的东西。
It needs a body to express the head.
你要需要个身子把头里头的东西来发表出来。
The body to show forth what is in the head.
那身子这么头里面的所有来发表了。
So you see, God's eternal purpose is more than individuals.
所以神的永远的旨意不是主要为着个人的。
Now in the past three relationships,
上次我讲到那三个的关系,
it is more on an individual basis.
我们就好像比较注重个人的,
but this morning we want to emphasize on the corporate basis.
那今天我要看重的是那个团体。
In other words,
换句话说,
not only that each one of us will receive Christ and his riches.
我们不但是个人能够接受基督，也得到基督的丰富。
But it takes the whole body, all the believers, to contain the fullness of Christ.
需要所有的弟兄姊妹一起来盛装基督的丰满。
Not only one individual, this individual or that individual, to manifest the glory of Christ.
不单是一个人,哪个人,少数的人在发表基督的荣耀。
But it needs the whole body to express the glory of Christ.
需要整个身体来发表基督的荣耀。
This is God's eternal will for us.
这是神对我们永远的旨意。
You know, brothers and sisters, we tend to be individualistic.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常都是个人主义的。
We think that if we, one person, we have relationship with Christ, that is enough.
我们常常想，我们只要个人跟主关系好，那就什么都够了。
Not knowing that God's will is that we be a body of believers.
但你不知道神所要的是我们成为基督的身体。
I remember many years ago,
我还记得很多年以前,
our dear brother Washburne went to England.
我们亲爱的弥陀圣弟兄到了英国。
And there he visited George Cutting.
他去看一个弟兄叫 George Cutting.
I do not know if you have heard of George Cutting.
你不晓得，你知不知道几位弟兄
？George Cutting was a person greatly used by God.
这是一个神大用的仆人。
He wrote a small booklet.
他写了一本小书。
Safety, certainty, safety, safety and certainty.
中文翻作救之乐。
And that small booklet is next to the Bible.
这本书的发行量是不是仅次于圣经的？
The Bible has the greatest publication.
圣经是最畅销的书。
And next to it is that little book, Safety, Certainty and Security, I think. And Safety, Certainty and Something.
第二排第二位的就是这本小书《救自乐》。
And he has helped so many people.
有很多的人。
And Brother Nee went to visit him.
然后李弟兄就去看望他。
He was very elderly.
那个时候他年纪很大了。
And most of the time he was in sleep.
很多时候他就睡着了。
But sometimes he will wake up.
有的时候他就醒过来。
So our brother sat by his bedside.
那我们李弟兄就坐在他的床边。
Waiting for him to wake up.
就等他醒过来。
And when he woke up,
当他醒的时候
he said to Brother Nee,
他就跟李弟兄说
I cannot do without him, and he cannot do without me.
我没有他不行，他没有我也不行。
And he went to sleep again.
然后他又睡着了。
Now what does he mean?
那是什么意思？
He means that I cannot do without Christ.
他说我离开主，我什么都做不来。
But Christ cannot do without me.
但基督也是一样需要我的。
Isn't that real?
这是不是真的呢？
And Brother Lee tried to use this to explain further.
然后弟兄用这个来继续的说明。
He said, we cannot do without Christ.
我们没有基督，我们不行。
And Christ cannot do without us.
主基督没有我们也不行。
Now is that wonderful?
这不是太美妙了？
But he said further on.
但他弟兄再说下去。
I cannot do without you.And you cannot do without me.
我没有你不行，你没有我也不行。
Not only you have a vertical relationship.
你不但有个垂直的关系。
You also have a horizontal relationship.
你还有个平横向的关系。
No Christian can live by himself or herself.
没有一基督徒是凭他自己单独的活着的。
You know, there are some Christians
你知道有些基督徒
who became dissatisfied with other Christians.
他对一些基督徒不满意。
Or maybe they have been hurt by some other Christians.
有给其他基督徒叫他受伤了。
So they withdrew themselves.
他就退出来。
And they said, if only I have Christ,That is enough.
只有我有基督，我什么都满意了。
So they have no fellowship with other brothers and sisters.
所以他跟其他弟兄姊妹就没有交通。
But no, do you know what happened?
那你知道有什么事情要发生？
I have seen people who withdrew from fellowship.
我看到那些离开交通的弟兄姊妹。
And how eventually they fell into the snare of the enemy.
他到最后就在仇敌那个弓臂底下他就倒下来了。
No Christian can live alone.
没有一个基督徒是能够靠自己单独的活着的。
Because God has not made you his body.
因为神要你做他的身体。
He only made you a member of the body.
他要你成为身体里头的一个肢体。
And it is the eternal will of God.
这是神永远的旨意。
That he wants a body.
他要一个身子。
To contain himself and to express himself.
来盛装他的自己，也发表他的自己。
And on the other hand,
从另外一面来说，
he needs a body to complete the work that he has done on earth. He has completed on Calvary's cross. The redemption, the salvation is completed. He said it is finished. That is true. But he needs a body to carry out his victory. So when you come to Ephesians chapter 6,
所以当你看到以弗所书第六章,
you find there is a spiritual warfare going on.
你又看到有个属灵的征战在哪里?
And it is a warfare between God and his enemy.
就是神跟他仇敌在哪里征战?
But you remember our Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 says,
但主在马太16章18节他怎么说呢?
He told Peter, you are Peter.
他告诉彼得说, 你是彼得,
now you believe in me as the Christ, the Son of the living God.
你相信我是基督,
you have received revelation from my Father.
其实天上的父子是你的,
so you are now Peter.
所以现在你是彼得,
you are no longer Simon.
你不再叫西门了,
you are no longer a dust.
你不再是一个尘土,
you are now a living stone.
你是一块活石,
a small living stone.
一块小的活石,
a piece out of the massive rock.
从一块大的磐石里头长出来的,
he said, I will build my church upon this massive rock.
我要把我的教会建造在这大的磐石上。
And what is this massive rock?
那个大的磐石是什么?
This massive rock is Christ himself. He is the firm foundation. And he is the foundation of the church. The church is built upon him. And built with many Peters. You and I are living stones. He said, I will build my church.
基督说,
build my church upon myself. And while I'm doing that,
当我来做这个的时候,
all the gates of Hades will be open against it.
这个阴间的门都要打开来, 来反对这个事情,
but they cannot overcome it.
但不能够胜过它。
Brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹,
do you realize
你知道吗?
That we have a warfare going on?
在这里有个属灵的征战,
we as the body of Christ,
我们是基督的身体,
is the one that the enemy tried to overcome.
其实仇敌要来胜过的,
that we may be able, may not be able to stand, withstand, and to stand.
我们就不能够站在哪里，也不能够坚立的在这个事情上。
Christ Jesus has already overcome the enemy. He has crushed the enemy's head. And he wants his church's body to finish that work. To bring everything out of the hand of the enemy to the feet of Christ. This is a work committed to the church. No one can fight the spiritual warfare all by himself. It needs the whole church, the body of Christ, to overcome the enemy. And to bring in the kingdom of God. So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
we have to see the importance of the corporateness of the church. We have to live a church life. We have to live a body life. Because this is the will of God. So this morning,
所以今天早晨,
we would like to go into this matter of the relationship between the head and the body.
我要跟大家一同来思想这个头跟身体的关系。
To put it in the simplest way,
我用最简单的方式来说明。
I think Colossians chapter 2 verse 19 is the simplest expression.
在刚才我们读的哥罗西书二章十九节，那是说的最清楚、最简单的。
But we want to use it in a positive way.
让我用一个正面的方法来说明它。
Why?
为什么？
Because you remember the church in Colossae.
你知道在哥罗西的那个的教会。
They had a very good beginning.
他开始的时候很好的。
And they really love the Lord.
他们很爱主。
They want to be perfect.
他们要完全。
But in their search for perfection,
当他们追求完全的时候,
somehow they were led astray.
他就偏了。
People came into their midst.
有人跑到他们当中来,
and said, "You believe in the Lord Jesus, that's good."
他说你信耶稣也是好的。
But that's not enough.
但这不够的。
You cannot be perfect.
这样你不够完全的。
Now, if you want to reach perfection,
如果你要达到那个完全的话,
now these Judaizers said, "You have to be circumcised."
那些人就来跟这个犹化的人说，你必须要受割礼。
And you have to keep some laws.
你必须要遵守一些律法。
Then you will be perfect.
那这样你才能够得到完全。
So you find these Colossians believers.
所以在这些哥罗西的弟兄姊妹们。
In their desire to be perfect.
因为他们心有一个渴慕要得到完全。
They were led away from Christ.
他们就从基督那里被带偏了。
And they began to receive circumcision.
他们就把割礼接受过来。
They began to keep some laws.
他们也遵守一些律法了。
Thinking that by doing that, they will be complete.
他们想我就要守这一切，我就能够得到完全了。
Not knowing they fell into the enemy's snare.
没有想到他们就中了仇敌的诡计。
Because the enemy tried to lead them away from Christ.
因为仇敌要把他们带离开基督。
As if Christ is not enough.
只有基督是不足够的。
You have to have Christ plus something else.
要基督加上什么。
Then you are perfect.
只要你才得完全。
And in doing that,
当你这样来做的时候,
they were led away from Christ.
他们就被带离开了基督。
So this is the Colossians heresy.
这是在哥罗西的那些异端。
It is the adding of law and the adding of Gnosticism.
那加上洛底斯主义，还加上律法。
So here you find the Apostle Paul put it in the negative way.
所以保罗在这里用负面的话来说。
You are not holding fast the head.
你们不持定元首。
And you are not being united together and minister to one another.
你们没有彼此联合，没有彼此来相。
You are not being increased with the increased of God. You have to return to Christ. Because all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ Jesus. And you are complete in Him. Now that is the book of Colossians. So this morning we would like to approach in the positive way.
所以今天早上我从正面来看这个事情。
When you think of the relationship between the head and the body,
当你想到头跟身子的关系,
you know, the body cannot be separated from the head.
身子不能跟头分开的。
Because if it does, it is a corpse.
如果你这样做的话，你就是死了。
And the head cannot be separated from the body.
头也不能跟身体分开。
The head is full of wisdom.
这个头满了智慧,
full of ideas.
满了思想,
but it has no expression.
但是没有发表。
It is the body that expresses the wisdom of the head.
我们需要个身体来发表头里头的智慧。
So these two cannot be separated.
这两个是不能分开的。
Christ is the head.
基督是头。
And we are the body of Christ.
我们是基督的身体。
All the wisdom is in the head.
所有的智慧在头里面。
But all the expression of that wisdom is through the body.
所有这个智慧的发表是透过身体。
That is the relationship between the head and the body.
其实头跟身子之间的关系。
So first, you find you need to hold fast the head.
所以第一个你要知道是持定元首。
The body has to hold fast the head.
这个身体一定要持定元首。
United with the head.
与头联合在一起。
Cannot be separated from the head.
不能够跟头分开。
Now you remember that God's will is that Christ has the headship over all things.
你知道神的旨意是要基督在万有里头居首位。
Not only over the body.
不单在圣职上,
but over all things.
是万有,
whether it is heavenly things or earthly things.
不单是天上的, 地上的,
and whether it is this age or the coming age.
不单是今世的, 来世的,
or even eternity.
甚至是永远的,
God's will is that His Son should be the head over all things.
神的旨意要他的儿子在万有居首位。
What does it mean by that?
这是什么意思?
It means all things will be summed up in Him.
万有都在他里面同归于一。
All things will be His manifestation.
所有万有就是来发表他。
All things will be under His authority.
万有都在他权柄的底下。
All things will express the glory of Christ.
万有来发表基督的丰富,
now,
的荣耀。
This is the will of God.
这是神的旨意。
So you find Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22.
所以你看见在以弗所书1章22节哪里说?
God has made him head over all things.
所以神叫他这万有之首。
He is the authority over everything.
他有对着万有有他的权柄。
Everything is under him.
所有都在他的底下。
And it is to the church.
接受是向着教会。
In other words,
换句话说,
He wants the church to express Himself.
他要教会来把它发表出来。
So the headship of Christ is the most important thing in the church.
所以基督做元首这个事情对教会来说是最重要的。
You remember the simplest explanation of what a church is found in Matthew chapter 18 verse
20.
Where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in their midst.
只有两三个人奉我名聚会, 我就在他们的中间。
That is the simplest explanation of what the church is.
这是最简单关于教会的说明。
One person cannot be the church.
一个人不能够做教会。
You need at least two or three.
你最少有两个三个。
And these two or three are gathered together.
可是两三个人聚在一起。
Not separated.
不是分开的。
And they gather together under my name.
然后奉我的名聚会。
There are many gatherings.
有很多的聚集的,
but you can gather together for any other name.
你可以奉其他的名聚在哪里?
But the Lord said,
但主说,
if there are two or three gathered together unto my name,
他们就聚集是奉我的名聚会。
Now what does that mean?
那是什么意思呢?
It means that these two or three put themselves under the name of Christ Jesus.
就是这两三个人把他们自己放在主的名下。
And what does that mean?
那是什么含义呢?
It means that they come under the authority of Christ.
他们就伏在基督权柄的底下。
You know, the best way to explain it is just like a lady married to a gentleman.
最好的说明就好像一个女士嫁了给一位的先生。
And when she is married to that gentleman.
当她把自己嫁给那个男人的时候
，You know what happened?
你知道什么事情要发生
？She takes the name of her husband.
她就取了她先生的名字，她丈夫的名字。
In other words, she made the husband as her head.
她就换句话说，她要她的丈夫做她的头。
And he is going to be the body.
那她就变成这个身体了。
To express all the wisdom and power of the head.
把头所有的权柄丰富来发表出来。
So this is what is meant by gathered together unto the name of Christ.
这是说明什么叫奉我的名聚会。
A body can only have one head.
一个身体只能有一个头。
If a body had many heads,
一个身体如果有很多的头，
now that's a monster.
那就是一个怪物，怪兽。
If a head had many bodies,
如果一个头有很多个身体，
it is also a monster.
那也是很恐怖的一个怪物。
So brothers and sisters, what is the church?
弟兄姊妹，什么是教会？
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身子。
Gathered together unto the name of Christ.
奉主的名一同的聚集。
Christ is the only authority in the church.
基督是在教会里头唯一的权柄。
It is not under any name, maybe famous name.
不是根据那些有名的人。
It is under the name of Christ.
是基督的名。
In other words, every member of the body submit to the headship of Christ.
意思是说，里头所有的弟兄姊妹都服在基督那个座头那个实际底下。
Now, how can it be done?
那怎么做成呢？
All the informations that the members of the body have gathered together from outside will go up to the head.
所有身体能够掌握的一切的事情都要送到头哪里去。
What your eyes have seen,
你眼睛看到什么？
What your ears have heard,
你耳朵听到什么？
What you smell with your nose,
你的鼻子闻到了什么味道？
What you contact with your hands,
你的手摸到什么东西？
Everything that the members of the body have gatheredinformation
所有的肢体所收集回来的情报
will all go to the head
都要送到头哪里去
and the head will give his command to these members of the body
然后手就把他的指令送到这个肢体的上面去
to act out what the head wants the body to do
然后头就告诉身体说你该做什么
now physicallyThis is done by our nervous system.
其实从一般来说是用我们神经系统来做成这个事情。
Because in every cell, you find the nerve will extend to it.
因为你每个细胞都有你的神经系统经过它的。
And through the nervous system, the head is to be the head and the body is to be the body.
经过这个神经系统，头就能够做头，身体就尽身体的功用。
If any damage to your nervous system,
如果把你这个神经系统破坏了
，then some of the members will not respond to the head.
那你身体有的肢体就不能够回应头所给的指令了。
And you are paralyzed.
那你就瘫痪了。
Brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹
this is how the physical body works.
其实我们这个肉身怎么来运动的，运作的。
Now in the spiritual body of Christ,
这个属灵的基督的身体
there is also a nerve system.
同样有神经的系统。
Now what is that?
那是什么？
It is the Holy Spirit.
那就是圣灵。
When we will believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信我们主耶稣基督的时候
not only your sins are forgiven,
不但你罪得到赦免
you have received a new life,
你得到新的生命
you are born again,
你成为重生的人
you receive the life of Christ in you,
你得到基督成为你的生命在你里头
but there is more,
还有更多
when you are born again,
当你重生的时候
You have a new spirit
你有了新的灵
A new human spirit
不是你 人的灵
Because your old human spirit was dead in sin and transgression.
因为你里头的灵是实在罪恶过犯之中的。
So you have no connection with God.
你跟神没有什么联系的。
Because He is spirit.
因为他是灵。
But immediately you are saved.
但在你得救的那一刹那
，you have connection with God.
你跟神的关系就接上了。
You cry to God, Abba, Father.
你就跟神说。阿爸父啊
Now, maybe before you believe in Christ Jesus,
当你还没有信耶稣基督以前
you were raised up in a Christian family,
你在一个基督教家庭里头长大
just like I do,
好像我一样
so you know how to pray,
你知道怎么祷告的
and you have been praying,
你就祷告了很多次了
but when you are praying to God,
但你向神祷告的时候
there was no relationship,
但是没有那个关系的
But after you believe in the Lord Jesus,
但当你真的相信主耶稣基督的时候
the first thing that happened to you,
第一个事情在生命里头发生的
you cry to God, Abba Father, with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就叫你向神说阿爸父啊
Isn't that so?
是不是这样
I remember one of my co-workers.
我还记得我有一个同工
When he got married,
他结婚之后
The first time he went to his father-in-law's house.
他到他岳父的家里去。
Now, according to Chinese custom,
根据中国人的传统
you call your father-in-law daddy.
你要叫你的岳父叫父亲。
But he said, when I call my father-in-law daddy,
他说我叫我的岳父叫父亲啊。
I found it was so unnatural.
我感觉一点都不自然。
Because he's my father-in-law.
因为他不过是我的岳父。
He's not my father.
他实际上不是我的父亲。
But when I call my own father, father, daddy.
但我叫我的父亲为父亲呢。
Now it's real.
那是真的。
Now isn't that so?
对你是不是这样
Believe you before you really believe in the Lord Jesus.
当你还没有真正相信主的时候
You call God father-in-law.
你叫你神是岳父而已
But now you call him father.
但你现在是真的叫他父亲
Wonderful.
何等奇妙
And more than that.
不单是这样
When we believe in the Lord Jesus.
当我们相信我们主耶稣基督
He put his spirit.Into us.
他把他的灵放在我们的里头。
The Bible said,
圣经这样说
If you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you are not of Christ.
如果你没有神，没有基督的灵，你不属于基督的。
So every believer have the Spirit of Christ in us.
每一个基督徒都有基督的灵在我们里头。
Now, what is the function of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us?
圣灵住在你里头，他要做什么呢
？Why is it that every one of us had the Holy Spirit in us？
为什么神把圣灵放在每个人的里头呢
？It is God's nervous system。
其实神的给我们的神经的系统啊。
It is God's way of communicating Himself to us。
这是神跟我们交通的一个平直。
And it is God's way for us。To communicate with God.
这是神的方法叫我们能够与他有交通。
And through that nervous system,
是根据这个神经的系统。
The headship of Christ is being upheld.
那个基督做元首的就能够确立起来了。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
as members of the body of Christ,
做基督身体的肢体
The one thing that is very, very important.
有一个点是非常重要的。
We need to obey the Holy Spirit.
你要听从圣灵的教导。
When the Holy Spirit moves among us.
当圣灵在我们当中运行的时候。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to us.
当圣灵向我们说话的时候。
Or when the Holy Spirit grieves in us.
当圣灵在我们里头忧伤的时候。
We should not quench.The Holy Spirit.
我们不能够压下把圣灵叫圣灵担忧。
We should learn to obey the Holy Spirit.
我们要学习顺服圣灵的带领。
This is the only spiritual life we can live.
这是我们唯一能过属灵的生活。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
I believe all of you have some experience.
我想你们多少都有一点经历的。
How the Holy Spirit within us.Will speak to us.
圣灵怎么在我们里头向我们说话
？In our mind, we have all our opinions.
在我们脑子里头满了很多的观念。
We have all our reasonings.
我们都有很多的理由。
Try to say now, this is something I can do.
其实告诉我们说，这个我可以做的。
But somehow deep down within you,
但在你里头最深处,
there is a small voice saying no.
有一个微小的声音说, 不行,
there is a check within you.
这里头有一个控制,
the Holy Spirit is conveying to you the mind of Christ.
圣灵就把基督的心思
Now, whether you obey or not,
不管你顺服还不顺服,
that depends on you.
你自己可以做决定,
but if you rebel against the voice of the Holy Spirit,
但如果你拒绝圣灵给你们所说的话,
your spiritual life will suffer.
你的属灵生活就要痛苦了,
if you respond to the voice of the Holy Spirit,
但如果你是听圣灵在你里头的声音,
then your spiritual life will grow.
你的属灵的生命就会成长。
So this is the way that the headship of Christ is maintained in the body.
接受是基督那个做元首的地位怎么在身体里头能够确立下来。
Every member of the body has the responsibility to respond positively to the Holy Spirit.
每一个身体里的自己对这个责任能够回应圣灵在你里头发出的声音。
Now, if you do not do that,
如果你不做这个事情,
then your member will enter into death.
你这个肢体就进到死亡里头去了。
It is the same as you find in John chapter 15.
同样在那个约翰福音15章里头所说的话,
our Lord Jesus is the vine.
我们主是真葡萄树,
and we are the branches.
我们是枝子,
we are in the branches or in the vine.
我们在枝子里面, 也在葡萄树的里面,
and the vine is in us.
那个葡萄树也在我们的里面,
as long as the branches and the vine are united,
只要葡萄树跟枝子这样联合的话,
you will find that all the riches of the vine will go to the branches.
所有葡萄树里头的丰富就送到枝子的里面去,
and the branches will bear fruits.
那个枝子就能够结果子。
But if you are outwardly connected with the vine,
但如果这个枝子离开葡萄树的话,
and inwardly you are not connected,
那里头就没有连结了,
then what will happen?
那发生什么事情?
That branch will dry up.
那个枝子就会枯干,
and it will be cut off.
就给剪下来,
so it is important that we abide in Christ.
所以我们要住在主里基督的里面。
Now how can we abide in Christ?
我们怎么住在基督的里面呢?
Once I asked a group of young people,
有一次我问一班青年的弟兄姊妹,
how are you going to abide in Christ?
你怎么样住在主的里面?
And the young people answer me in many different ways.
那年轻人就要给我很多的答案。
Some say, to abide in Christ, I need to read the Bible.
他说如果要住在基督里面, 我要读圣经。
If I to abide in Christ, I need to pray.
如果要住在基督里面, 我需要祷告。
This and that.
有这个有那个。
But brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹,
it is very simple.
其实很简单,
to abide in Christ is to obey the Holy Spirit.
住在主里面就是顺服圣灵。
The anointing within you will teach you all things.
在你里头的恩膏在凡事上教导你,
small things and big things.
小的事情,大的事情。
And if you abide in the anointing,
如果你住在这恩膏的里面,
you abide in Christ.
你就住在基督的里面。
That is 1 John chapter 2, verse 27.
这是约翰一书一章二十七节的话, 二章二十七节的话。
So you find that it is very simple.
所以你发觉其实很简单的。
The headship of Christ is maintained by the power of the Holy Spirit.
基督做元首这个事情是根据圣灵在我们里面那个运行。
So how important it is,
那是何等的重要,
that in our daily life,
在我们日常的生活,
we learn to listen to the Holy Spirit.
我们要听圣灵的声音,
we learn to obey the Holy Spirit.
我们要顺服圣灵,
and that's how the headship of Christ is maintained.
那基督就能够做我们的元首。
Now we talk about the body.
那我们说到身体了。
Now, so far as the body is concerned,
当我们说到身体的时候，
how can we live as the body of Christ?
我们怎么做基督的身子呢？
I think there are two basic things.
有两个基本的。
Number one, you find that Ephesians chapter 4.
第一个你看到在以弗所书的第四章。
Because in Ephesians chapter 4,
在以弗所书第四章，
it tells us how can we fulfill our calling.
我们怎么能够答应神对我们的呼召呢？
Because in Ephesians, the calling of God is to call us to be the body of Christ.
因为在以弗所书的呼召要我们做基督的身子。
So, there you find in Ephesians 4.
你看见在以弗所书第四章哪里？
To really be the body of Christ.
真的做基督的身子。
There are two basic things.
有两个基本的东西。
Number one.
第一个。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3.
Three. 第三节
Using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
First of all, you find we have to be diligent.
第一个我们要看见我们要竭力
We have to diligently keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
我们要切力地保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Now, what does that mean?
那什么意思？
It means that to every believer,
每一个信主的人，
God has given us the unity of the Spirit.
主就把那个圣灵的合一赐了给我们。
In other words,
换句话说，
when he places us into his body,
当他把我们放在身体里头的时候，
there is a unity of the spirit there.
就跟那个合一的灵住在哪里？
Because otherwise you cannot be in the body.
不然的话你根本不可能在身体的里面。
All the members of the body have something the same.
所有肢体都有一个同一的东西。
And what is the unity of the Spirit?
其实圣灵所赐合唯一的心是什么？
The unity of the Spirit is explained from verse 4, verse 5, and verse 6.
那个神圣灵所赐合唯一的心的说明，这是四节、五节、六节所说明的。
He said there is one body and one spirit, as ye have been also called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in us all.
第四节，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠服众人之中，也住在众人之内。
So the unity of the Spirit,
圣灵是那个合一
is that sevenfold oneness.
这是这个一的七个方面。
One Spirit,
一个圣灵。
One body,
一个身体
one hope of your calling,
你蒙召的一个指望
Why is it so?
为什么
Because we become one body of Christ through the Holy Spirit.
因为我们是借着圣灵合而为一成为基督的身子
That you find in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
你就看见在哥林多前书十二章
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
在哥林多前书十二章哪里
It says,
他怎么说呢
Verse
13, 十三节
For also in the power of one spirit, ye have been all been baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether bondmen or free, and have all been given to drink of one spirit.
13节，我们不去是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自族的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成为一个身体，营育一位圣灵。
So, this is what the baptism of the Holy Spirit really means.
是圣灵的洗真正的含义。
You know, when you think of Pentecost,
当你想到无神节，
probably we think of Pentecost only in terms of sight and sound.
我们想到无神节，就看到那个神迹，看到那些奇异的事情。
You hear a hard blowing through the house.
你听到大风的响声，吹到屋子里头。
And you see tongues of fire falling upon the heads of the 120 gathered there.
因为圣灵好像火焰一样降在120个门徒的头上。
And we are attracted by that spectacular singing.
那个极目夺目的形象真的夺了我们的眼睛。
We think this is Pentecost.
我想这就是五旬节。
This is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的洗的真理。
But brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹,
these things are only secondary.
皆不过是次要的。
What does Pentecost really mean?
五旬节真正的意思是什么?
What does the baptism with the Holy Spirit really mean?
圣灵的洗真正的含义是什么?
This is explained in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13.
这里哥林多前书十二章十三节就把它说明了。
You will all being baptized with the Holy Spirit into one body.
都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体。
The 120 believers assembled together for 10 days.
那一百二十个门徒，他们聚集在一起十天。
And they were praying together.
他们一同祷告。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹，
before the Holy Spirit came,
当圣灵还没有降下来的时候，
they were 120 individuals.
他们是一百二十个个人。
But they were gathered together.
他们就是这样聚集。
They were the best, if I can say, of Christians.
他们都是最好的基督徒，我可以这样说的。
And yet they are all individuals.
但实际上他们都是个人。
But what happened on the day of Pentecost?
但在五旬节那天发生什么事情呢?
The Holy Spirit came.
圣灵来了。
And baptized them into one body.
把他们浸成了一个身体。
No longer 120 members of a congregation.
不再是一个这个聚集里头120个的会员。
They are now 120 members of the one body of Christ.
它是120个肢体在一个身体的里面。
And on the same day, 3,000 were added to it.
就在那天再加了3,000个。
And this body is growing throughout the centuries.
那个身体就一直在那个世纪里头一直的像
Whoever believes in the Lord Jesus,
谁相信了耶稣基督?
The Holy Spirit has baptized him or her into the body of Christ.
圣灵就把他浸成在基督身体的里面。
This is what Pentecost really means.
这是五旬节真正的含义。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
when the Holy Spirit baptizes into one body,
当圣灵把我们浸成了一个身体的时候,
we have the seven oneness.
我们就有七方面的一。
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们有那个圣灵。
We have the body.
我们有一个身体。
And we have the hope.Of our calling.
我们有这个蒙召的一个的指望。
Now, what is the hope of our calling?
我们指望的盼望是什么?
Our calling is to be the body of Christ.
我们的呼召是做基督的身体。
What is the hope of the body?
那个身体的指望是什么?
When the body is fully grown, that body becomes the bride of the Lamb.
当这身体真的长大的成人的时候，就成为羔羊的信徒。
Now that is our hope.
其实是我们的盼望。
So you find in the Holy Spirit, you have these three ones.
所以你发现在圣里头有这三个的一。
And then is followed by one Lord, one faith, one when Lord, one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
接下来三个是一主一信一洗。
We have only one Lord Jesus.
我们只有一位主是耶稣。
We have only one faith that He is the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
我们只有一个信，他是基督，是永生神的儿子。
That is the simplest of our faith.
这是我们信心最简单基本的。
And we have only one baptism.
我们只有一个洗。
This baptism is water baptism.
这是水的洗。
We are baptized unto the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们奉父、子、圣灵的名来受洗。
So in Christ Jesus, you have these three oneness.
所以在基督的里面有这三个的一。
And then we have one God and Father of us all.
你就一个神就是众人的父。
We have one Father.
我们只有一位父神。
So in this seven oneness, the Holy Spirit has already given us.
这七个的一，圣灵已经给了我们。
If you do not have this seven oneness,
如果你没有这七个的一,
you are not saved.
你还没有得救。
You are not the Lord.
你还属于主的。
You are not in the body of Christ.
你不在基督圣子的里面。
So everyone who believe in the Lord Jesus is in the body of Christ. And every one of us had the same seven oneness. This is the basis for our fellowship. Why is it that I can fellowship with you? Is there a sameness? Oneness among us. Yes. We have the seven oneness. And on that basis, we can fellowship with one another.
就是这七个的一的根据，我们彼此能够交通。
But brothers and sisters, it is very sad.
但弟兄姊妹，很悲伤的事情是什么呢？
You find God's people are separated. Even though we have the unity of the Spirit, but we are separated. We cannot fellowship with one another. Why? Because we receive different interpretation of the Bible.
我们对圣经的讲解有不同的说法，我们都接受了。And
we have different experience of Christ.
我们对基督的经历也不同。And
these things separate us.
其实这一切就把我们分开了。But
if you read Ephesians chapter 4,
但如果你真的读以弗所书第四章,
you find there are two unity.
你看见里头有两个的一合一。
In verse 3, you have the unity of the Spirit.
第三节说是圣灵所赐合一的心。
And that is something you already have.
那个是你已经有的。
And you need to diligently keep it.
你要竭力地保守它。
Why diligently keep?
为什么要竭力地保守?
Because it can be easily lost.
因为很容易就搞丢了。
It is so precious.
因为太宝贵了。
And it can be easily lost.
很容易你就会丢掉它。
So we need to be diligently keep it.
你要竭力地保守这一个意。
Don't lose it.
不要失去它。
Stand on it.
要抓住它。
No matter what.
不管什么事情。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
And then you find verse 13.
然后你来到13节。
There is another unity.
哪里还有一个意。
Until we all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, at the full grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ.
13节说，只等到我们在众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Here you find another unity. And this unity is something to arrive at. That is to say, you don't have it now. But it is something you must diligently try to arrive. And what is that unity? It is a unity of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God.
那个时候是在那正道上同归于一，然后是长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Now, the faith here is different from the one faith in verse 4.
那个在那正道上跟第五节那个真理不是 不一样的。
Because in verse 5, the faith there is our basic faith.
第五节中文翻作信，那个信就是我们基本的那个信心。
That is, we believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
我们相信基督，耶稣基督是基督，是永生神的儿子。
But in verse 13, the faith means all the truth you find in the Bible.
那第十二节那个那正道，就是那个信，就是关于我们对基督一切的认识。
In other words, we have the same interpretation of the truth of God.
就是说我们对基督，对神的真理有一个同一的解说。
We all receive the Holy Spirit's interpretation.
我们都接受了圣灵对我们的解说。
Instead of man's interpretation.
那不是人对这个什么的说法。
And also into the unity of the full knowledge of the Son of God.
然后是认识神的儿子对于长大成人。
That full knowledge of the Son of God is that we all experience Christ Jesus the same.
就是我们对基督的经历都是一样的。
So you find this is something still in the future.
你发觉这个是在将来的。
It is to be arrived at.
那是需要我们去达到的。
That we have the same understanding, we have the same experience.
我们有同样的理解，有同样的经历。
This is something to arrive at.
这个我们是需要去达到的。
Not two unities.
不是那个合一。
But the two ends of one unity.
是一个合一的两头。
You begin with the unity of the Spirit.
你从灵里头的合一开始。
And if you diligently keep it,
如果你是竭力的保守那个合一，
then you will one day arrive at the unity of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God.
然后你一直过去，你就能够达到在正道上同归于一那个一。
But unfortunately today,
但很可惜的在今天，
God's people do not diligently keep the unity of the Spirit.
那弟兄姊妹没有守着圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And they demand the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of God.
他要追寻抓住那个在正道上同归于一，对神认识的上头那个。
That's how we are divided.
那这为什么我们要分开了？
Break up the body.
把身体分裂了。
I remember in the 60s.
我还记得在60年代的时候，
I went to Chile.
我到智利去。
To visit an American couple.
我去看望一个美国的夫妇。
They were missionaries in Chile.
他在智利哪里当宣教士的。
They loved the Lord.
他们爱主。
Half a year, they live in a boat sailing through Amazon River.
他用八年时间就在亚马逊河哪里一直在这里航行。
Visiting different people.
在看望不同的人。
And half a year they live in their truck.
然后有另外半年他就住在一个卡车上。
Climbing the high mountains and visiting villages.
然后又跑到山上去看望另外一帮的弟兄姊妹。
So I spent 3 weeks with them.
我跟他们一起有三个礼拜。
I sailed with them in the Amazon.
我跟他们一起在亚马逊河里头。
And I rode with them in the truck.
也跟他们一起在卡车上走路。
See how the Lord is working there.
看主怎么在他身上工作。
And before I left,
在我要离开以前，
they have a conference.
然后他们有个特别聚会。
Now this small town, you have to fly in.
那个小镇啊，你必须要坐飞机进去的。
There is no way to get in.
你没有别的途径，你到那个小镇。
But the natives will come through the jungles.
然后那些土人就从这个森林里头出来。
And we had a conference.
然后我们就有一个的特别聚会。
And because I was to leave the next day.
因为我明天就要走了。
So they asked me to speak during the first evening.
就是说他叫我第二晚上叫我起来讲一些话。
But during the day, another missionary from a neighboring village came.
就在那一天, 在那个村子旁边有一个宣教士, 他也来了。And
he had supper with us.
他跟我们一同吃晚饭。
This missionary began to probe me.
然后那个宣教士就来审查我了。
Now I know his background.
我知道他的背景。
He came from Exclusive Brethren.
他是在那个闭关弟兄会出来的。
And when he began to question me, I knew what he was trying to find.
那当他一直问我问题的时候，我知道他想要什么。
So gradually, I found that his question is getting closer and closer.
然后慢慢我就发觉他的问题快要到那个重点了。
And finally, it came out, he said, What do you think of rapture?
你对背题你怎么看？
Now, I know what the exclusive brethren believe.
我知道呢，这闭关弟兄们他们相信什么。
But unfortunately, I did not agree with them.
但很可惜，我不同意他们的看法。
But I tried to avoid the controversy.
但是我要避免那些人引起争论的话。
So I said, I believe all believers will be raptured.
然后我就说，我相信所有基督徒都要被提。
He was not satisfied.
他对这个答案不满意。
He said, How many times?
那有几次？
Because the exclusive brethren believe that the whole church will be raptured before the Great Tribulation. It so happened that I was different.
刚好我是不同意的。
So I told him
我就告诉他,
what I believe.
我告诉他我怎么看法。
And I tried to cover myself.
我就要把我自己隐藏起来。
I say, this is the way that I see today.
这是我今天的看法。
If the Lord show me otherwise, I'm willing to change.
如果主有一天另外给我一个看见, 我愿意改变的。
You know what he said?
他怎么说呢?
He said, you don't believe the Bible.
你说他根本不相信圣经。
I said, brother, I believe the Bible just as you do.
我跟他说，弟兄啊， 我相信圣经跟你是没有分别的。
But somehow on this matter of rapture, we have different interpretations.
不过对背题这个事情，我们有不同的解说，就是。
That doesn't mean that I don't believe the Bible.
你不能说我这样就不相信圣经了。
He said, you don't believe the Bible.
他说你不信圣经的。
So after supper, we walked to the meeting.
然后吃过晚饭，我们就跑到聚会厅去了。
And he walked by my side.
他站在我旁边。
He said, if you speak, I won't speak.
如果你讲道，我就不讲道。
I was a visitor.
我不过做一个探访者。
And he was in the neighboring village.
但是他住在隔壁那个村子里头。
How can I speak?
我那怎么能讲道呢?
So I told my brother, I said, I'm not going to speak.
然后就我跟我的弟兄说，我不讲了。
And the next day, the natives came.
第二天，那些土人就跑来。
They wanted to know why I did not speak.
他们要知道为什么我昨天晚上没有讲到。
Brothers and sisters, do you see my point?
弟兄姊妹，你看到我要讲什么吗？
It is because we haven't arrived yet.
因为我们还没有到那个点上。
If we stop fellowshipping,
我们彼此的交通,
we will never arrive.
我们永远如果停了交通，我们永远不可能到那个点上去的。
If we are still willing to fellowship in spite of differences,
我们应该在不同的看法里头，我们还继续的交通。
If we do not insist,
如果不坚持,
If we are open,
如果我们把自己打开,
God will bring us into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
神就要把我们带到在正道上同归于一，认识神儿子那个点上去。
But if we cut it short,
如果把它就这样切断,
then there will be no hope.
没有指望了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
how important it is,
何等的重要啊,
that we diligently keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心, 是用和平彼此联络的。
And number two,
第二个,
if you read 1 Peter chapter 2.
你读到彼得前书第二章,
you know that we are not only the household of God, we are also a kingly priesthood.
我们知道，我们不单是神家里的人，我们也是金砖的祭司。
Every believer is a priest.
每一个信徒的人就是一个祭司。
And by priest, it simply means that we live for God, we serve God.
祭司的意思就是你为主而活，你只是来服侍他。
We may serve Him in many different ways.
我们可以用不同方面来服侍我们的神。
But that is our life.
但这是我们的生活。
That is our ministry.
这是我们的呼召，我们的责任。
Universal believers of priesthood.
所有信徒都是来做祭司的。
This is what the Lord has made every member of His body.
这是基督对每一个肢体所要我们达成的。
God has given to every member grace and gift.
基督把每个肢体都给他有恩典，也给他有恩赐。
Can you imagine that God would give us a body with eyes that do not have the gift of seeing?
你看，如果神在身体头给他眼睛，但没有给他能看的能力，你能够想象这样的事吗？
Ear that cannot hear,
给他耳朵却不能听吗
？Mouth.That cannot speak.
给他嘴巴却不能说话吗
？In other words, when the Lord put us in the body of Christ as various members,
当神放在基督身体里头不同肢体的时候
，He has given us enough grace and gift to fulfill the work of the member.
他一定赐下足够的恩典和恩赐来把基督要做的做出来。
We all.Different members.
我们是不同的肢体。
Some of eyes, some of ears, some of nose, some of mouth.
有的做眼睛，有的做耳朵，有的做鼻子，有的做嘴巴。
The eye cannot say.
眼睛不能这样说。
To the ear, I do not need you.
跟耳朵说，我不需要你。
The hand cannot say to the feet.I do not need you.
那手不能跟脚说我不需要你。
Each has to be faithful to what the Lord has given.
我们对主所给我们的，我们在神上头要忠心。
And we serve the Lord and serve the body.
我们服侍主，就服侍基督的身体。
So that the body may be increased with the increase of God.
那所以这身体一直长大，就是基督在这里增长了。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，You cannot be a lazy member.
你不能做个懒惰的肢体啊。
You cannot even say, hey, "I'm just saved, so what can I do?"
你不能说我刚得救，我能做什么呢
？As long as you are saved, there is something that the Lord has given to you.
只要你是得救的，主就把一个东西给你了。
Serve the Lord
服侍
主 faithfully with whatever He has given to you.
照着神所给你的忠心在这里服侍他
And serve together with your brothers and sisters.
跟你的弟兄姊妹一同配搭来服侍他
Under the high priesthood of Christ.
就是根据那个大祭司基督里头来服侍
And that is the way that we live.As the body of Christ.
这就是我们在基督身体里头应该过的生活。
So that is something that I want to share with you.
就是今天我要跟你们分享的。
May the Holy Spirit.
我们但愿圣灵
lead us
带领我们
into hold fast ahead.
叫我们能够持定元首
united together and minister one to another.
然后我们彼此联络合在一起
for the increase of the increase of God
能够把神的丰富能够长大起来
Let's pray
我们一同祷告
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for all Thy goodness to us
主为了你对我们的良善我们满心感谢
Thy plan for us is so glorious
你向我们所定的旨意何等的荣耀
Much more than we can even understand
我们连想都没有想过
We bow before thee and say Lord have thy own way.
我们伏在你面前说，主照你旨意而行。
Glorify thy son.
荣耀你的儿子。
In and through us.
透过我们，也在我们里面，也透过我们来荣耀他。
We ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.